Drex on KGO 810.
This is an example of bad vibes.
Wire to wire victory for Cleveland. An emphatic response to get them right back in these finals. They lose by 33, come back and win by 30. So the final score here in game three, Cavaliers 120, Warriors 90. Golden State still leads these finals 2-1.
Bad vibes. Okay, we'll get the good vibes back tonight. Tomorrow night. But tonight we do have good vibes. The Sharks just won 3. Now they're 3-2. And Sunday they'll be back in the Shark Tank. So good for them. All right. Yes. So things are looking up. Christopher Macklin is my guest, and we're going to talk about those vibes. And, you know, when you get that feeling that something just isn't right, those bad vibes, well, you should run with it. Am I right, Chris?
Absolutely. And Drex, thank you for having me on. Bless you. Yeah. Bad vibes, you know, you can take this energy on, and it can actually, it can affect you in a pretty profound way, you know, and it can be people around you, or, you know, if you look at the news and take that energies on, it's really important to let things go and, you know, stay in a very, very high vibrational state.
So if this is new to everybody that's listening, this is new for me too, and we are talking about alternative health and well-being concepts, and this is our expert, Christopher Macklin, and he helps people remove negative energy from their lives and themselves and improving their health. So you say, and I looked at this this news story, negative thinking can actually make you sick. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely, because if you think about it, they've proved that, you know, your heart stores emotion, and it's stored in energetics in layers. It's like an onion. So as you get emotion and, you know, say for example, you get divorced, or, you know, your partner leaves you, and then you get on something else, and then you have a bad day at work, and you start internalizing these things. They grow like an onion over the heart, and it affects it, you know, and that's why people say, well, stress can really cause a heart attack. And it's absolutely true. The more negative emotion you have around the heart, it can actually affect the heart muscle. But moreover, if you look at Chinese medicine, you look at the meridian points, the crown to the groin is the most prominent meridian point, which is where the heart is. So if you actually block the heart chakra, you're affecting, you know, the main meridian points, which can affect the organs and everything else. So, you know, it really does make you sick. And,
okay.
It's important.
So you talk about clearing the body's energy field by clearing specific chakra points and cleansing the meridian field, which is over my head. But that's removing negative entities and energies. So tell us how we do this.
Well, it's difficult, you know, sometimes with entities. I mean, I remove entities from people every day. I mean, Jesus talked about demonic entities. There's different types of entities that affect the body. They get attached to you, but they can only attach if your vibration is low. And so if you keep it high and, you know, you keep in a really high vibrational state where you're really happy and, oh, my God, I feel incredible, then, you know, then you'll keep them away. It's only when something happens in your life that, you know, affects you profoundly. For example, you know, mom and dad die. And I always find, you know, people get sick with cancer probably a few years after something prominent has happened in their life. So the cancer, you know, for example, it's a common cold. You know, it's a symptom. You know, you need to find the cause and get rid of the cause so the symptom disappears. And, you know, that happens with all health. You know, same with fibromyalgia. It happens because your vibration drops, you get attachments, and things start dysfunction. Like, you know, your kidneys dysfunction, so you feel tired because the adrenals aren't working. You know, your liver crashes, and so, you know, you get a heavy head and headaches and migraines. Half of your, you know, your intestinal structure paralyzes, so, you know, that doesn't function either. And this sounds like fibromyalgia, you know, so very easy to get rid of.
Okay.
It just means you have to clear the chakra points and clear the meridian points.
So what you're talking about is things like stress and also hostility against others, and specifically what really caught my eye is cynicism. People can be very cynical, and these are negative things. So you're saying that these things can cause these major medical issues.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I see it every day. I mean, you know, to give you an idea, Drex, we do 58 healings a day, more or less, every day, all over the United States, all over the world, actually. You know, we go anything from Australia to UK to Germany. We do all these by phone.
Why don't you come in here?
Hey, listen, whenever you want me.
Yes, call us when you're in the bay. Yeah, we need a lot of chakra points touched.
Well, it's funny, you know, if you look nowadays, so many people are sick and they run to the doctors for pills, you know.
Oh, I know, right?
It's like if you go to the doctor, for example, you know, if you take, you know, if you have arthritis in the right wrist, but the left one's okay, you know, you go there and say, oh, well, it's old age, but hang on a minute. They're both the same age, but the right one has got arthritis and the left one's okay. So there's something not quite right about that, you know, so... And again, it's blockages. Your body needs energy flow as much as it needs a pulse. You know, if it doesn't have energy flow and you get blockages in the right, you know, for example, in the right arm, what will happen is your bones start calcifying. Same with leukemia. You know, no one knows why leukemia happens. It happens because the liver vibration or the functionality drops below 20% and it's not processing the toxins in your body, kills off the platelets, and so you get leukemia. We've got rid of leukemia, you know, we've got rid of a lot of things. You can't say you cure it. You can say that the symptom's gone, and so is it cured? Well, you know, that's for you guys to think about.
All right, so you're basically talking about Eastern medicine and Chinese medicine, and let me ask you, is this similar to acupuncture, these sort of things, which are supposed to clear these
things, make things more fluid? Yeah, I mean, you know, what happens is if you look at Jesus' teachings, you know, I always take Jesus because everyone knows Jesus. He's right. A pretty good healer in his time. That's his art. So he had a great gift of healing. And if you look at it, you know, what happens is if you get stressed, you know, you get stressed and all, you know, your vibration drops. And if you look at quantum physics, you know, all the molecules vibrate at a frequency in your body. If they drop, then you can get entity attachments, you know, attachments that, you know, stick with you for a long time until you take them out. And then what happens is the vibration drops even more. So, you know, you get depression, you get lower back issues, you get, you know, different things going on in the abdomen. And it's important to actually clear yourself of these and get back into a high vibrational state where, you know, to me, healing is when you're leaping out of bed in the morning going, oh, my God, I feel incredible, you know, and nothing else to me will do, you know.
Wow. Okay, this is powerful stuff. Now, I just heard you put quantum physics and Jesus's name together in a sentence next to one another. How's that possible?
Well, it's all about vibration, you know. I use interdimensional energies. I was born as a Melchizedek being. I work with the Melchizedek realm. You know, Melchizedek's a quote in the Bible. But what we do is we send energy to the body. It's not just energy. We send angelic beings in, and they can do things. You know, if you get your body vibration up, they can walk in the body from a different dimension, so to speak, and actually do things in the body. They can correct things.
And, yes, you know, but I always thought if you were to believe in Big Bang and quantum physics and things like that, then one must be an atheist because you would not believe, for instance, that Jesus is helping us have a good or bad day.
You know, I believe Jesus, you know, his teachings were incredible. All he ever taught was unconditional love.
Well, I understand that, yes.
You know, and, you know, I love his teachings. But, you know, Buddha taught high vibrational, you know, morals, everything else as well. It's the same type of teachings, just in a different way.
Well, when you look at the Buddhists, how healthy they are, it's scary to us Americans, yes. I, honest to God, I just saw a 60 Minutes piece a couple of months ago, and you know, they were amongst the Buddhists, and I thought, wow, it's such a peaceful and everybody's happy, and it's all about energy, right?
It is about energy, and it's about, you know, I think in this what I call third dimensional world, this world where, you know, we're rushing around and running to our jobs, and then, you know, everyone hates their job. Oh, I hate my job. I hear it so much. And, you know, my answer is, well, change it. You know, everyone's got a passion. Everyone's got a gift from God. You know, whoever God is, there's one God, many paths, in my opinion. And I think, you know, if you have a gift with it, you know, once you pursue the gift, you get this fire in your belly to really want to get out there and spread that gift to the world. And I think it's so important to find your gift and, you know, what really trips the trigger. It's no use just doing a job for the cash because it's just not good enough. You know, your life's too precious to spend so much time, at work.
And it just flies by. Right. That's lifeaholic versus, workaholic. And I have to take a break on that point, Christopher Macklin. Hold on. And by the way, this is great. Christopher Macklin is actually a doctor and a reverend, and he's not pimping anything, but you can go to his website, ChristopherMacklinMinistries.com, and talk, and he explains all of these things about bad vibes versus good vibes and energies and your chakra points and how to clear the fields. And I just think it's sensational. And this is a wonderful, different conversation. If you'd like to join in, here's the number outside the Bay Area. 415 is the area code. 808-0810. 808-0810. We'll be back on the Drex Radio Show in a minute. But first, with a look at traffic, Lee Graham.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show. On KGO 810.
Good vibes, bad vibes, they all matter, and we're talking to Christopher Macklin about that. We've all gotten the feeling that something isn't right. Well, those are bad vibes, and it pretty much goes with your gut instinct. As the sun goes down, we're now broadcasting live all over the North American Western area of the United States, so welcome to our audience, to everybody that's listening from wherever that may be. And back to Christopher Macklin. I have a call here, and Chris, let's take this. Nick, good evening. You're on KGO with Christopher Macklin.
Oh, hello. How are you all doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Hi, Nick.
Mr. Macklin, how are you, sir? This is many years ago. I went up to Massachusetts General Hospital to do a postdoc in cancer research. And at 4 o'clock every day, I would walk down to a non-denominational chapel. She kind of sit there, and there was a nun that came in eventually, and she had cancer. And we started chatting, and she was talking about what you're talking about. And I was such a little snot in my 20s. When she talked about what you were talking about, I'm thinking, I need to give her some books. I need to give her some science books. And I was so closed-minded, and eventually she passed away. But I think that that energy that she talked about, and she described those angels and vibrations, et cetera, I just didn't understand it. I was too closed-minded. Many years later, I was at a TED conference, and a gentleman was talking about taking vibrations and resonance, and he put a picture up on a screen and destroyed a cancer cell with vibrations and resonance. And I remember just almost like crying, because somebody had told me that 25 years ago, and I was so closed-minded that I just didn't listen, right, with my books. But what you're talking about just brought me back many, many years ago. I'm glad that you guys are willing to step outside kind of the sphere of what people find acceptable and normal day-to-day and share stuff like this with people. It humbles me. So anyway, I just wanted to share that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Nick. That's fantastic. And, this is a little bit of an unusual chat, and I enjoy it so much. And as I mentioned, you're a doctor and a reverend also. I love it. You've got a lot going on, and I can feel the positive energy. So let's ask some basic questions. What is that vibe when you get around a particular person?
Well, you can get around people. I mean, if you share time with people where they just talk about people behind their back and all this, that's going to drag you down eventually. And I think it's so important to detach from that sort of stuff and just bless people. If you see that happening, just bless them, say, oh, bless you. They kind of know no different, because truly, it should be, everything should be about positivity. Why should you talk about somebody behind their back? Because that's their journey. It's not yours. And so why should you criticize? Why should you judge? You should just leave them to it, But I think, it's important to keep, If someone is in that state where, they're having a hard time, whatever, you shouldn't take that energy on. You should just love them for who they are and try and help them. But don't take the energy on, because you can make yourself sick. And I see it a lot, where people take the energy of their sons and daughters, whatever. It is their journey, and therefore you can have compassion, but you can't afford to take that energy on, because you will make yourself sick.
Well, when we're talking about bad vibes, would you associate that to your gut feeling is probably the right feeling if someone is toxic or negative?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, your gut feeling is, if you go to work or, you're thinking of doing a contract with somebody or whatever, that first instinct is the most powerful feeling you will ever have. It's like, I always tell people, if you come into me, get that gut feeling. Am I just a fraud, or do you really feel like I'm going to make a difference? and go with your gut, because that's the only thing you really have, and that's really important. You know, I never ever ask people to come for healings. I never persuade them. I want them to come because they want the healing. We don't need their money. We don't need their healing. I want them to want it. And that's so important, you know.
Well, in our general work lives, day to day, we run into people that, we might have gotten a good impression at the beginning, or we got a bad impression, whatever that may be. And that may be what you have to deal with. A lot of people that are listening right now are stuck in that situation. And also sometimes people do change. They might have gotten a good feel at the beginning, but then things change. Can you still tell that with the vibes are changing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can tell that. And a lot of it's actually ego. I think, you know, the problem is what you find is that, you know, in the workplace, there's a lot of ego. People don't want you to be better than them. And so they try and, you know, put you down and whatever, you know. They try and undermine you, I suppose, is a good word. And it's sad because, you know, I don't have an ego. I don't care about ego. I care about people. I care about turning them around, getting them well. And, you know, I think it's so important that, you know, people have trigger points, because as you build up emotion, you know, from your workplace and everything else, you know, when somebody says something, it'll trigger somebody and they'll have a reaction. Well, when you remove all that, you know, negative emotional energy, you know, you become really placid and nothing bothers you. You just bless people. You know, you love them for who they are, because it doesn't matter. You know, it's not your deal, it's theirs.
Christopher Macklem, do we really vibrate?
We do, yeah. If you look at the quantum physics, you know, all your cells vibrate at a certain frequency. And I think, you know, again, you know, that frequency can change. And, you know, from, you know, there's only probably three things you get sick from. That's transmissional frequencies from cell towers, all that sort of thing. There's also obviously toxic chemicals, which is low vibrational toxins in your body, which come from, you know, the environment, because we live in a very toxic world nowadays. Or it's actually emotion. You know, there's only three things that you get sick from. And people think, I get so many people, oh, God, doctor said I've got 4 weeks to live. I said, well, okay, do you want to live or do you want to go? It's up to you. You know, it's your choice. I want to live. Right, well, let's get busy then. Forget what the doctor said. You're going to live if you really want to. And, you know, we start doing healing and tacking energy and different energetics and getting the angelic beings in, and we can get rid of tumors, you know.
We get rid of tumors
all the time.
Right, this is so interesting. You just threw cell towers in there. I'm not sure I get you with that. Cell towers.
Yeah, transmissional frequencies. You know, there's frequencies from cell towers, there's frequencies from all sorts of radionic machines.
Sure.
That we've never had before, and therefore, you know, those EMF frequencies do affect the body, you know.
Okay,
for sure.
That's very interesting. I mean, obviously, I'm talking into a massive one right now, but
yeah.
Yes, as I said,
you need a Faraday cage.
right. At least I'm on this end and not on the other side. Yes, but that's so. You know, the whole vibrating thing, how do I know if I'm vibrating correctly? I don't know.
Well, I think, you know, a good measure is how you feel. If you feel like, you know, very exhausted and tired all the time and, you know, and, you know, maybe even depressed. I mean, you know, I'll give you a very quick example. I had a 12-year-old girl. Actually, she's in your area. I worked on her 4 weeks ago. She was cutting herself. She was trying to harm herself. She's 12 years old. She's trying to hit herself.
Wow.
She's been in counseling for 2 years. She had an empty attachment. I took it out. It's a very negative one, a very profound one. Took it out. This girl, for the last 3 weeks, has been like a normal 12-year-old. Just changed her life completely. Her mum's going, oh, my God, I've been in counseling for 2 years. I didn't understand what happened, and she had an entity attachment, you know, what Jesus called demonic entities, you know.
Well, okay, and so when you are doing the chakra points and these sort of things, that is a hands-on touching kind of thing, right? I mean, you're redirecting, acupuncture, sort of.
It's kind of. I mean, what I do is I actually open a portal over them, and because I'm a Melchizedek being, I work with Melchizedek beings, so they actually go in the body and they remove any negative blockages and entities and things, and they actually do work on the body. So, you know, it's a gift with the team I have.
All right. Okay. Well, can I hold you over here? Would you mind doing another segment with me?
No, not at all. Not a big
okay.
pleasure.
All right, fantastic. I love this. This is Christopher Macklin. And by the way, let me see once again, his website is ChristopherMacklinMinistries.com. He's not selling anything, ladies and gentlemen, which I love. So we're just talking about vibes, good, bad, and indifferent. And when we come back, we'll talk about bad vibes and bad energy. All right, and more. So don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. And with a look at traffic, here's...
Drex on the next generation of KGO. 810.
We're talking to Dr. Reverend Christopher Macklin about vibes. We've all got that feeling that when something isn't right, those would be bad vibes. And bad vibes aren't good for your health. This is very interesting. This song, I didn't know. I don't know if you knew, Christopher. Brian Wilson actually wrote this song based on the vibes that you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Yes. Did you know that?
I did, yeah. In fact, there's a lot of songs. You know, if you listen to the lyrics of, you know, many songs over the past, they talk about, you know, vibration and, you know, positivity. It's amazing, really, you know.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's talk about bad energy. So how do you know that a person has bad energy?
Well, again, you go with the instinct. I mean, you know, you can go in. When people have really good energy, you know, you kind of attract people to you because people, oh, wow, you know, I don't know what it is about you, but you've got this energy about you. I see it all the time. And that, you know, with people with bad energy, you can feel it because people stay away. And, oh, wow, you know, there's something about this person. And, you know, it could be entities or, you know, really low vibration. And you can feel it, you know. So it's again, that good instinct. The good instinct is the biggest thing you will ever use in your life. And, you know, it's a dowsing tool. You know, you can check, is that good or bad? And you get that good instinct. You should always go with that. It's so important.
Okay, bad entities. What are they?
What entities are there's entities from different dimensions. Their energy fields here. Jesus talked about them. You know, he talked about demonic entities, but he just clubbed them together. We see draconian beings. We see Anunnaki beings. We see Zeta Grey beings, and we see like snake beings. They get stuck. They're in a different dimension. Here, their energy fields. People can't see them, and I have the gift to see them, so I can see exactly what's in your body. And, you know, the good thing about it is because we can see it, I can actually draw it out and, you know, send it back to where it should go, you know. So it's almost like a, you know...
I wanted to ask you, Morgan Freeman did this great doc piece, several episodes called God, on the National Geographic Channel. I don't know if you got to see that. But, you know, what is God? Where do we go? What is the energy? And he went to India. And I think we're talking about Hinduism now. And yes, and there are thousands of gods. And each family kind of has their own god, as I understood it. And they are all about energy.
They are, actually. And there's lots of deities. I mean, the human race came from creator gods, you know, and they created, you know, I think it was 57, you know, different DNAs to create the human race, you know, when they first did it. And it's interesting because there's different deities. I mean, Jesus talked about, you know, I mean, he talked about one God, many paths, and, you know, he was from somewhere like the Melchizedek people. There's Palladians, there's Arcturians, you know, there's a whole slew of creator gods who created the human race and police, you know, the recycling process. So there's a lot going on, you know, but my belief is, you know, the God of the universe is kind of all it is. You know, we are God beings.
Okay. And, well, you know, we are all God beings, and we can, there are good people and there are bad people, and there's good energy and there's bad energy, as you discussed. Now, what about bad people who are evil and who are hostile, and let's say they've committed horrific crimes? Now, you can't get rid of by just using chakra points or... they're stuck. Am I right? What's going on with those?
Well, they are stuck, and sometimes there are, dare I say, kind of reptilian creatures that can shift into human form, which have no soul. They don't care about death or anything else. They will kill people. So there are, you know, evil people around. Again, you know, we're taught not to judge them and release them to God with unconditional unforgiveness and let the God realm take care of them.
Well, that's not what we do. We lock them up, and justifiably so, I would think.
Well, absolutely. You know, we lock them up because we don't want anything else to happen to anyone else because they're evil. But, you know, it's like, you know, over here, when I first came here, you know, I found that there's a lot of women being raped, you know, from different guys or whatever. It's like a pandemic, and I was shocked when I came over here. And, you know, I realized that, you know, we had to get them to view it. It's my opinion that you can never create a learning experience in this lifetime you don't need. So, you know, every learning experience makes you grow into the person you are today and get you stronger. And I think, you know, the rape victims, I told them, well, look, you know, it's like a Chevy car. You know, you've got your soul in this body. The body's like a Chevy car or a Dodge or whatever you want to call it. You know, and what you've done is you've run into the office, leaving the keys in. Someone's jumped in your car, run around the car park, damaged it, and then parked back up. And it makes people feel a lot better because very often when something really profound happens like that, your soul does leave your body. And that's why people never remember, you know, pretty horrific things that happen to them.
Okay. I don't know if you've heard about it, how much you keep up with the news. I mean, if you want to keep your energy positive, you probably stay away from it. That would probably be a good idea.
Oh, I do, yeah. I switch it off.
Okay, well, there was just this sentence that was handed out in Stanford, a sexual assault case, and it sparked outrage because the guy who was accused of rape, raping an unconscious woman at Stanford, is only been sentenced to 6 months, and he'll get out in September with good behavior. And they said that was way too lenient. But his father said that his son was being punished for 20 minutes of action. And, of course, the backlash to that is huge because that's...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if he's truly guilty, that's truly evil.
Absolutely. It is evil. And there are evil people in this world. There's people with no souls, with no compassion, with no nothing. And, you know, the only thing you can do with them is actually restrain them from doing something in the future. And, you know, what I always do is, you know, I bring them before God for justice. It's not for us to judge them. So release them to God with unconditional love and forgiveness. And, you know, it's up to the God realm what they do. But you certainly need to segregate them from, you know, the rest of the population. Otherwise, you know, they'll be running rampant, you know, doing evil things.
Wow. Okay. Incredible conversation. And Christopher Macklin, when you come to the Bay Area, please come to KGO. We'd love to have you in studio.
I would love to, actually. Oh, bless you. That'd be really good.
That would be fantastic. So, again, his website is ChristopherMacklinMinistries.com. We will tweet it out now at Generation Drex so that you can connect. And I appreciate your time, sir, and I wish you a good rest of the week.
And to you, Drexel, thank you for having me. You know, I'm really appreciate you having me on.
Oh, yes. Show. God bless you. Great information. I do appreciate it. All right. Let's take a break here and we'll be back. Speaking of all things mortal, we're going to talk about Beyonce and Lemonade for a second. But she did something that made people, they're almost losing their mind because this is so insane about some of the people are talking about Beyonce these days, that she did something that truly amazed people, and they actually think she's mortal now. I know this sounds silly bones, and trust me, it is, but don't go away. We're going to begin the late night, late show wrap up, and we'll get to our lawsuit and all that stuff on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. But first, with a look at traffic, let's talk to Lee Graham.
KG, listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show on the next generation of KGO 810.
On America's Got Talent, because there was an amazing performance. You guys see this? An 82-year-old man named John Hetlinger who blew everyone away.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
That guy is so metal, not even counting his titanium hip. Drowning Pool's 2001 single, Bodies. I think Hetlinger did a good enough job. He should have a Drowning Pool cover band. Although at his age, I'd probably call it Walk-In Bathtub.
I love that. I'm going to play it for you because obviously we were preempted last night and we will be preempted tomorrow night for the Warriors game. And they will do much better. I feel positive energy. especially after talking to Dr. Macklin. Okay, so having said that, I did not get to play this for you yesterday, unless you listen to the podcast. By the way, we still do a podcast every time that we are preempted, so there's still a shoe to be had at KGOradio.com. So I did talk about this on the podcast. This 82-year-old guy who Colbert was just referring to, John Hettlinger, tried out for AGT, and he's singing Bodies by Drowning Pool. Now, here's the cool thing that developed a few hours ago. Drowning Pool obviously has heard about this because it's a viral sensation. The guy is 82, and he's going to blow you away. Just wait till you hear this, okay? But here's the news. So I think that it's going to be at Lollapalooza, although it's some Chicago music festival. And when I think of music festivals in Chicago, I only think of Lollapalooza. But so they're going to play, and they've invited this guy to come up and sing Bodies. So here he is on America's Got Talent.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
I was not expecting that.
No, who was?
I don't think anyone did. And I actually got a little bit scared.
Yeah.
Is there like a mosh pit where you work?
No, there's a lot of beer.
Okay. Okay, we're going to have to vote. Yes.
Thank you.
Mel B.
Yes.
Thank you. Heidi.
For me, it's a no. I'm sorry.
I have to do the right thing, John. I have to agree with Howie and Mel. Three yeses.
Isn't that great? I mean, that's just fantastic. 82 years young.
I'm kind of surprised that metal. I'm kind of surprised he agreed. Mr. Grumpy.
Yeah, what was Heidi saying no for? She's German. She's in the land of heavy metal, for God's sakes.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about some Sasha Fierce. Okay, I have a couple things. First of all, Beyonce is bitching about Jay-Z's alleged affair wasn't even her idea, according to a filmmaker who says Bey's visual album copies a movie made more than a year before Lemonade dropped. Matthew Foulkes is this guy, is suing Beyonce and her record label, saying that much of Lemonade, the trailer, completely rips off his 2014 short film. How do you say that?
Palinoia.
Paranoia
with an L.
Okay, great. In the suit, he says his project also depicted a tumultuous relationship, which is going on in Lemonade. He says his beef is really over 39 seconds of the trailer, which have a slew of similar images, very similar to his movie, specifically the characters in the front of the graffiti-colored walls, red-tinged images, dimly lit parking garages, close-up shots of overgrown grass, and there are more blah, 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 blah. Okay, yickety-yack. But if you have to see it, so TMZ today, they showed it, and there are 9 distinct images, because you would think to yourself, well,
overgrown grass, come on,
yeah,
that's everywhere.
Yeah, red-tinted images, graffiti-covered walls, dimly lit parking garages, yeah. But even the title Lemonade looks just like Palinoia.
Oh.
Yeah, even,
so
the,
you can
even
see
the font.
You can see the inspiration.
Right.
Okay.
Now, what makes this very suspicious is Fox says he knows a senior VP at Columbia Music, Bey's label, who saw Palinoia sometime in 2015. And he thinks the exec stole his ideas for Lemonade, which started shooting at the end of 2015.
Mm.
He wants Bey and the label to fork over a cut of their profits from the hit record. Okay, so he's not asking for $100 million or $200 million. He wants a cut of the profits at the end of the year, day, whatever that is, when it's over. I got to tell you, It's strikingly similar.
Yeah, at first I was willing. I was just like, oh, she's an easy target. Oh, yeah, I had a, you know. But now I'm thinking, you know, he's probably got some. So he sounds like it's compelling.
We have some more of these, you know, music ripoffs thing, which is a daily occurrence, it seems, off and on day after day, which I will play after the 9 o'clock hour. But now to this other Beyonce story. Here's how insane people are about Beyonce these days. During her show in New York City on Tuesday night, she had a moment where she sneezed before starting Love on Top. And for some reason, people are actually losing their minds. Of course, there are the obvious references to Partition, which contains the lyric, I sneezed on the beat and the beat got sicker. But there are also people who genuinely thought it was like some kind of mystical moment. Yeah, I know. This is really a stretch. One fan said, quote, that time that Beyonce sneezed on stage, the crowd melted and she is actually real. Another one tweeted, Beyonce just sneezed in the crook of her arm of her Gucci costume in between songs and it was very endearing. In other words, she's mortal.
Oh.
One guy even suggested that she faked it to appear mortal.
No, that's what Hillary Clinton would do after polling. What would make me seem more real?
Right. Yeah. Stop barking like a
dog. Actually, look for that tomorrow.
Like Pat Thurston says, don't talk like this. No. Pat Thurston's still not over Bernie Sanders.
She will never be over it.
Oh, my God. So let me see. What did he say? Beyonce is such an amazing performer that she sneezed on stage and I was sure she faked it just to seem... for it to seem like she's just the rest of us. She's just like the rest of us. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. There's your Sasha Fierce news for the day. The Country Music Awards were last night, CMTs, which I did have to turn over to for a while because the game was really, really bad. Bad vibrations. And we're going to talk about, we discussed this a little bit with Chip Franklin. Generation Snowflake, and the hysterical young women who can't cope with being offended. And then, what are high school kids not having nowadays? That'll be very interesting. That and a whole lot more. I've got some really fun stuff to play for you, so don't go away. You're listening to Drake's Late Night Show Wrap-Up on KGO 810.